NDP leader Claudia Chender tabled legislation on Tuesday to ask Premier Tim Houston to cut grocery tax on all items. Food prices from September 2022 to September 2023 were up 6.2% in Nova Scotia compared to the national food price increase, which was 5.9%. In an interview with CKDU, Chender says cutting the HST on all grocery items will help Nova Scotians who are having to choose between food and other basic needs.
What we hear from people right across the province, certainly in our constituency office, is that it's just harder and harder to make ends meet. And in particular, I think almost everyone who buys food has noticed that the price of food has more than doubled in the last few years. Mm-hmm. And so it's becoming more and more difficult. Now, the basics in our grocery stores aren't taxed, but there are an awful lot of things that are. And so for single folks, for seniors, for, you know, people working a 12-hour day on their lunch break, they're going to the grocery store to buy smaller items, prepared foods, many of the items that might have been untaxable as grocery are becoming taxed as the portion sizes get smaller and the prices rise. Mm-hmm. So there are still a lot of things at the grocery store that have a sales tax on them. And we think that, you know, in order to just help people to be able to afford to eat, we know that Nova Scotia got an F from Food Banks Canada in terms of poverty and food insecurity, that this is, you know, one small step the government can take that would make a difference for folks.
There has been also this surge of usage in people, more people going to food banks. So would this, like cutting this tax help, you know, food banks to make sure that they're reaching more people or reaching those people that really need that? Because I know there's kind of there's a shortage at the food banks because of
There's been skyrocketing food bank use. Mm-hmm. And talk to anyone from Feed Nova Scotia down to, you know, the local churches that provide their food to people. And almost everywhere, the need is actually unmanageable. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think that in order to address that, we're going to need a whole suite of things. And, you know, housing is towards the top. It's so expensive mm-hmm. that people spend all of their money on that and then have to find a way to still eat and heat their homes and do all those other things. But I think what this will do is to help people who are right on the edge live with a little more dignity and be able to, you know, eat three meals a day, which in the end, for a government focused on healthcare, is something we need to be paying a lot of attention to, because if you're not eating healthy food, you're not healthy. Mm-hmm. And so anything from our perspective that helps people to be able to afford groceries is a good thing. Mm-hmm. And so this is a simple change that the government could make. It's not going to solve the whole problem, but I think it'll make a difference for people.
The NDP government did cut taxes on things like diapers, menstrual products. Are there any other areas that you're looking after this grocery tax, that any other areas that are of importance that you think need to be potentially cut?
Yeah, I mean, we also did cut the tax on home energy, which is something that is, I think, relevant right now mm-hmm. as everyone's energy costs are going up. We're always looking. I think as a party, we are always looking for ways to help people to survive and to thrive and to be able to do well in our beautiful province. So, you know, there may be other tax measures. You know, one of the things that we have proposed is cutting seniors and family pharmacare fees. So that's not a tax, but as we wait for a national pharmacare program, which has been promised, we know that people are choosing between food and medicine. Mm-hmm. And we know that that's, number one, an impossible choice that no one should have to make, but one that, again, really impacts people's health directly. So it is well within the government's power to waive those premiums, to cut those fees so that people can have access to the medicines that they need. We have a slate of affordability measures like that, which include increasing the affordable living tax credit, which is a tax credit for people, and then the bill we introduced today, which would be a seniors income supplement, to put a little bit more money in seniors' pockets, which they do right across the country, but we don't do here. So I think right now, you know, affordability is pretty close to the top of the list for most people. So I think anything that is within the power of the provincial government to do that can just help people, you know, move month to month is an important thing to consider.